was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Tom LaCavara on the RBN Republic Broadcasting Network. We have with us Lori from Texas tonight, who's giving us updates on Tom and some really good insight. Lori got a call back from the Vicar General. I thought that was pretty impressive. And we're going to see if he's going to do the right thing and put his morals where his mouth is and actually do some godly work and pull some strings from the witch's court and get the doors open for Tom. Because the Sheriff Byron Trapp in Nottingham, Oregon, has got Tom, I'm sorry, Lane County, has got Tom unlawfully locked up on a courtesy hold for the U.S. Marshals. And I suggest everybody call Sheriff Byron Trapp at 541-682-4150. That's 541-682-4150. Lori, give the numbers for the judicial or the Vicar General, whoever you have there, and then we're going to go to Vicky in Idaho.
Fred was first, but I don't have that up, but I want to read something real quick that I do have up here. It's under the same thing for the intangible property. Seizure of property in U.S. custody, where property in the custody of an officer or employee of the United States is to be arrested or attached, the marshal will deliver a copy of the complaint and warrant for arrest or summons and process of the attachment to such officer or employee, or if the officer or employee is not found within the district, then to the custodian of the property within the district. The marshal will notify such office, employee, or custodian not to relinquish each property from custody until ordered to do so by the court. Another case where they're asking for the warrant, you and I, property of the U.S. government, and the reason why the U.S. marshals will not do anything is because property cannot ask for arrest of the people. And with that, Fred in Iowa is on the line with us, Eric.
Excellent. Hey, Fred.
Hello, Rick and Lori.
Hey, Fred.
I need about 30 hours, but I know that is not possible. I do not want to jeopardize Tom. But I've been studying the subject that you're talking about and prophecy 13 years. And to all the listeners out there, and I'm a controversial caller, if you want to understand, I suggest, I even beg you, the Daniel, Book of Revelation, in the King James Version. A lot of work. And And if you can get help from legitimate people, Christians, get the help that you can. But if they do not know prophecy, or if they cannot prove their points from the Bible, believe no man. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to give you a rhetorical question, but can any man change the law of God? That's rhetorical, but you can give me an answer. And that goes to the listeners, too. But to understand this, and especially in Revelation chapter 13, it is a requirement to read the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. But the first beast of Revelation thought and thinks to change laws and times. A man, a beast. A second beast in Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast and makes an image to him. That's when church and state go together, and the church has not only the spiritual power, but they have the temporal power. In other words, the power of the sword and the government, when the state and the church go together, then the state does the killing for the first beast, or the church. Now, the events that are going to happen, and all prophecy has happened right to the day, and it can be proven in the Bible, the King James Version. Now, no man knows the time or the day when Christ returns. But here's the last events to happen. The mark of the beast will be implemented. Two, then there will be no buying or selling if you take the mark. Three, then there will be a death decree. That death decree will be implemented as the Sunday law. And anybody that does not take the mark of the beast and the Sunday law will be killed. Now, when they implement, legislate the Sunday law in the second beast country, it will go worldwide. Then the close of probation has come, and first it will come to the church. So all the people that call themselves Christians, if they are not following the law of God and trying their best with Christ and God to repent, because you can do nothing of yourself, then five will come. We will know that it has come because the plagues will start falling. Now, I'm going to read from the website. It's the Trump Card Updated by Walter Weiss, V-E-I-T-H. Now, here's what Kennedy was killed for, John F. Kennedy. It wasn't because of the banking and the wars. Here's what killed Kennedy, got him killed. I'm going to read it, two paragraphs. I believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute, where no Catholic prelate would tell the president, should he be Catholic, how to act, and no Protestant minister will tell his parishioners for whom to vote, where no church or church school is granted any public funds or political preference, and where no man is denied public office merely because his religion differs from the president who might appoint him or the people who might elect him. I believe in America that is officially neither Catholic, Protestant, nor Jewish, where no public official either requests or accepts instructions on public policy from the Pope, the National Council of Churches, or any other ecclesiastical source, where no religious body seeks to impose its will directly or indirectly upon the general populace or the public acts of its officials, and where religious liberty is so indivisible that an act against one is treated as an act against all. Now, we have the first of the Revelation. We have the country that's the second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast. And the false prophet is the Protestant religion, because after 500 years, they're reaching across the gulf and the breach to the so-called beast church. Now, that's all I've got to say tonight, and call these vicar generals and the judicial vicar, because they control the sheriff. That's it for me. Thank you. God bless you all. And please read Daniel, Revelation. Good night. Bye. Bless you. And bye.
Good night, Fred.
Thank you, sir. That is excellent advice. Great call. Let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Yeah, go ahead, Lori.
We lost Vicki, but we've got Caesar from New York on.
Go for it. Bring him up. How you doing, my friend?
How are you? Quick question. What was the whole thing that, how did he get locked up, and how did they get into a room where he had a firearm?
In court, there were some children on there were some children on the refuge. Tom was concerned about it. He had called the state police to talk to him to tell them not to go in with guns a-blazing, from what I found out in court. And that's where the state police were in the room, and I guess they started searching from there without a warrant. I don't know if he gave them permission. I don't know what happened. That's just what I heard in court.
And he was in a room, what, with children?
No, at the Malheard Refuge, there were children still on the refuge. I'm not sure which children were there. And at that point, I do remember everybody was concerned about the federal government going in like they did to the Bundy Ranch with the mercenaries.
I see.
They were very concerned, and there were children on there, and he did want to make sure that they knew that there were children and to try to protect those children. That's what came out in court. I do not know what actually happened. I wasn't there. That's just the information I had of why the state police were there.
Well, I mean, we have basically no federal government. The barbarians are inside the gates, and that's number one. Number two, I don't see why everybody goes by that Bible, because if anybody had read that Bible properly, they would know that Satan is the creator and Satan is the God of that Bible. That is why the Catholic Church are Luciferian, and everything is being played out as it is, because it is being played out 100% of the way it should. But you have to be able to look at it in a way that, you know, you could read the writing on the wall. I mean, if you take that Bible, and as in 2 Corinthians, right, Corinthians 4:4, it says that Satan is the creator, right? You know that Satan is God, and the God that they talk about is Satan. And he stole a lot of that from the Egyptians. And if you go to Ezekiel 25:15, Satan is also the creator. And you just go all through your Bible, and you could see 1 Samuel 16:14, 16:23, Spirit of God is Satan. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12, God of the Bible is Satan. Exodus 15:13, God of the Bible, which is Satan, is a man of war. What do people talk about God and Christianity when that Bible tells you that God is Satan? So these people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. These priests, this Pope who's a Luciferian, a communist. I mean, the cards are being played exactly as is.
But also depends on which version of the Bible you're reading as well. They do change it. And if you look at the Lutheran Bible, I've gotten my hands on a Lutheran Bible in German and was able to translate some of it. It is completely different. It just really depends on the version of the Bible. And yes, they have changed it. They have tried to change it. In 1965, it was under penalty of death from the Catholic Church if you read that book. But this is the book that all of the kings and queens and bishops have used as the playbook for the world. And they use the Quran the same way in the Middle East. When you know that the playbooks, and I'm not trying to take anybody's faith away, because if you know me, my faith is very strong in the Creator. That's why I say Creator. If you know that your faith is very strong, you can look at them as code books and see. You can read the Bible on many levels. It will tell you that. If you look at it on the level of a code book, you can see how the world is run. And like I did with this Vicar General today, I took the words from that book that he's using as a playbook and said, you have a living man that is of the Creator's. Why aren't you claiming him? Because that's what you're asked to do right there on the front page of that webpage, that they're asking for public comments. Why are you not claiming the property of the Creator?
Yeah, well, I have a 1611 King James, which is almost identical to the Geneva Bible. I mean, that Bible is not the Word of God. That's written by man. And, I mean, it plays out to the T. This whole thing with religion is all man-made. It's to divide, rule, and conquer. I mean, that's why you have all these religions and all these denominations, and everybody dies over this nonsense called religion, which to me is the silliest thing that I've ever heard. If you've ever seen Stephen Hawking, he breaks it down to a level that you can really see it for what it really is.
But at least you're looking at it, and you're looking at it like we're asking, how are they ruling the world, and how is the system working? Do you see what I'm saying? You can't.
What you're saying is it's the book of legitimacy. I understand.
No, I'm saying it's the book of how the world is being ruled. Not legitimacy, because I can't say that. I'm not God. I'm not the Creator. But I can say you can look and read that book.
Suppose there's no Creator and no God, okay, and all this is all man-made. How about that? I mean, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but to be honest with you, after looking at all this stuff, researching all this craziness that runs this world, this world is run by pure evil. I mean, that's what it's run by. There is no good in this world. We got to see it for what it really is. I mean, you have all your politicians are a bunch of pedophiles, a bunch of criminals, a bunch of thieves. You've got your court system, which is disgusting. There is no justice. It's an injustice system. And anyone that does sits on a jury should nullify and just vote not guilty, because it's a fiction of law. It's a straw man. It's not even really. When you walk into that court, you have to look at that fringe on that flag, because that's going to tell you what the jurisdiction is. If you're in a statutory court, they're the administrator of the name. If you're in a maritime admiralty court, you're lost at sea. The judge cannot see you.
Exactly. But the thing is, let's prove to you that there are good people in this world, because I did hear that, and I can tell you right now, there are very good people in this world. There is good in this world, and by my faith, I believe that some of these words are true, because they cannot hide from us the truth. There is a Creator to me. I will respect your opinions as well, because that's what this is all about. Truth, finding out the truth, and allowing each other to have their opinions. But we have got to use what we know and what we've learned as facts. And part of the facts are there is an ecclesiastical system. And it's not fighting. one of the ways, Caesar, and I really respect you because I've heard you before, one of the things we need to do is not say, this book is real, this book is not real. What we need to do is say, these words are how these people are operating. This is what they do, and we need to take the information and find out what is fact in this information and go and help people like Tom, like Casey Massey, like Ammon Bundy, like Thomas Deegan, anyone that's out there locked up right now that we cannot forget. That's the point of what we're having the conversation for. So anyone that's offended, please respect Caesar's opinion. Anyone that's offended by mine, please respect my opinion. It's not a religious conversation we're having. What we're having on a discussion on is, what are the facts and how are things actually operating? And I hope that clarifies what we're trying to find out. We all don't
know. I understand where you're coming from and understand what I'm saying to you. It is all smoke and mirrors. It is all a dog and pony show. You're in the land of Oz, okay? And the wizard is behind the curtain. And the only power that he has is the power you give the wizard, right?
And that, yes, and that's what Eric is finding out, is the wizard is your vicar general.
Correct. And the Catholic Church has no business in our court system at all.
No, correct. I agree. Yep.
But remember that the Pope is God on earth. That's why he has, on his crown, he's got the Trinity.
Well, he thinks he is, but he thinks he is.
But you understand where I'm coming from. I'm coming from fact.
Oh yeah, no,
what
totally.
What I tell you is fact. I don't come here talk nonsense about Jesus Christ. And this, I talk fact. The God of the Bible is Satan, and these people in this Catholic Church are all a bunch of Satanists. The 33rd degree of masonry goes up to the Pope. He controls that masonry, and that masonry is basically a satanic, Luciferian, whatever you want to call it. It's not to your benefit or my benefit. It's actually to our detriment. And a lot of people that join this are good, like the girl said, good and honest people, and they have been hoodwinked. They don't know what they're stepping into, or they may not know what they're participating in, because only the people at the top of the pyramid know. And the rest of the people are hoodwinked. You follow me?
And Caesar, I'm gonna make a comment of why I keep my faith in that Bible and how it works as far as my faith. In the Lutheran Bible, the last words were, go out and spread the message. In the English version of the King James Bible, it says, I am the light. So you can tell in the two versions of the Bible, the Lutheran Bible that I read was exactly right on what Christians believe, what they say, what they do, and never mentioned that God was Satan. When they're talking about the light, and these are in newer printed versions, if you look at a really old Bible, it is not there. In some of the newer 1611, hold on, in some of the newer 1611s, some of the words have been changed. So we've got to really watch what we're doing, and to get a hold of an old 1611 Bible is really, really difficult. They're thousands of dollars just for a page out of those Bibles.
They're online. You could download the PDF online for the original 1611.
Right. So, let's back off of this subject, because my phone is blowing up here, and I know you don't mean to offend, but we do have to move on, and you know what I'm saying. And get to the point of the matter that we're trying to get at, and I do respect your opinion, but it's one that we've got to get past and not argue on, and we've got to get more of this information out if we can, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the call. That was a good call. I appreciate those comments. Let me make a comment on that. He makes a good point. We are in the Antichrist system, yet the Bible still delegates us as a remnant. God provided for a remnant, and we're it. and so you can either be part of the remnant or you can be part of the Antichrist system. And I do believe it's stacked against us, but that doesn't mean a surefire loss. Good wins over evil in the end. I think no matter what Bible you're looking at, whether it's ancient scripture or the Septuagint or the Apocrypha, all the things that led to the modern King James Bible, because that was just a compilation. He's right. It's put together by men. But I think if you focus on the spirit of the word and not always necessarily the letter, but often, you know, because I believe, who was it that said, was it Peter that said, or Paul that said, for now we are delivered from the law in the newness of the spirit, not the oldness of the letter. That means everything was forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I can see where your callers, where the caller's coming from. We are stuck in this antichrist system. There is no, really no justice in a pandemic. But that's what we're born into. Satan's maybe the ruler of this world, but the Lord's Prayer still says on earth as it is in heaven. So we must bring as many good things back to here, to earth, as we can, to try to glorify God and not just cave in and say, well, that's, you know, throw in the towel. Antichrist's system's here. Might as well just, you know, that we still have to storm the gates of hell, come what may. The victory of God belongs to God. We just have to fight the battle and do it as best we can. Pray for protection. Lori, any comments?
Yeah, that's a good example, too. I really, really admire Caesar for standing up. This is a good example of where we may have differing opinions, and we need to find the common ground of what we're trying to say. Instead of arguing, you heard us have a conversation where we respected each other. We were allowed to have our opinions. We were allowed to keep, you know, I'm still going to keep researching no matter what, and I'm sure Caesar is as well. Some of us will stand firm in what we have, but we all have a common goal. I hate that word common, but we do have a common goal to free our political prisoners and to stop this insanity that we're all living in right now. So people need to not get angry at either side and look at the conversation that we had. This is something we need to start doing and be able to listen to each other. We both know the same truths and that everything is a fraud that we're living in right now. We both agree with that. Find the things we agree with and start marching on to clean it up. That's a key thing, because as you heard in the background, my phone was starting to blow up here. Some of the things were off for to some people that were said on both sides. And this is something that people need to allow the conversation to have, because we all have another perspective. We're looking through the prism. We're seeing the rainbow, but on the other side, people are seeing the light. So we have got to remain calm, just like we did on this conversation, and start having these rational conversations. It will help us all learn. And I really appreciate your call, Caesar. I really, really do. I know I cut it short, but I do appreciate it.
Lori, give out the phone number for the Judicial Vicar once more, or the Vicar General. They all pretty much have the same general line, and then you can get their extension when you call, just so we can keep the calls coming for Tom. In case anybody joined us late in the show, you want to give that out before the bottom of the hour if we have time?
I will get that on the other side.
Looks like on the other side. I hear the music. Okay, great. We'll be right back. This is Erica Freedom Screamer with Texas Lori on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everyone, to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, here with Texas Lori. We're sitting in for Tom. We're hoping you're all going to flood the Vicar General and the Judicial Vicar and the Sheriff of Lane County with phone calls for the end of this week and next week. Continue. Don't let up on the phone calls. Get Tom back on the radio, on the air, and we can be back to a somewhat normal situation. Tom's being held on a U.S. Marshals courtesy hold by Lane County, Oregon Sheriff Byron Trapp. If Lori wants to pick up from here, Lori, you had something you'd like to read? Take over, Lori.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of clarify. Now, Tom had his hearing on Saturday, and one of the things he told me about the hearing was that the judge pled for him. He really wasn't allowed to talk. And I want to read in the Rules of Admiralty and explain why that happened. This is under LR 1017, hearing. A person or entity claiming ownership of or interested in property arrested or attached, okay, property arrested or attached, or having the right to intervene with respect to such property may request a prompt hearing under Rule E4F, at which plaintiff must show cause why the arrest or attachment should not be vacated. The person, sorry, I'm reading this on a very small phone, or entity requesting the hearing must give notice to all persons known to have an interest in the property, the time and place of the hearing. Now, they didn't inform Tommy was going to have a hearing, but they informed the public defender, they informed the court, and they held court without Tom being able to say a word or doing anything. I hope this explains to people why they're doing what we call railroading, because you are considered property as the one that was arrested, and that is straight from the U.S. District Courts in Oregon under the public comment section. Go down to the first blue lines. It's probably about three or four lines down. Click on the blue words, and it will take you to the rule changes, and at the very bottom is the rules of admiralty, and this is under hearings. This is exactly what they did to Tom and why they did it and why I called the Vicar General to say, hey, wait a minute. Didn't your Pope claim to be the intercessory from God to the people? And if he is so, because in the court systems you have to, if he is so, then why are we not claiming the living man and claiming him back for the Creator? And the man started going at that time, literally. So, yeah, he was. And like I said, be respectful. Don't laugh and giggle. You need to ask that question honestly and with your whole heart. If you believe it, ask that question, because it's right there on their page. It's right there asking for public comment. You're not playing a sovereign citizen game. You're not playing some kind of crazy nut conspiracy game. It is on their website for the U.S. District Court in Oregon under the admiralty rules, and that's what I told them. It's right on their front page of their homepage, and you have to go and claim your property, which is the property of the Creator, not his, and say, hey, this is not property. This is a living man. So where are you?
Interesting. When you were reading that, they used the word arrested property. That's really disturbing, because, I mean, you can't arrest unless, I mean, they're looking at us as property. You're not kidding. It's right there in our face. You can't arrest a piece of property. You can lay claim to it. You can seize it. You can steal it. But you can't arrest it. Arrest is something you do to a live entity. I believe you can't arrest an inanimate object. I'll look up in my dictionary, but correct me if I'm wrong, Lori. That's arrested property. The property they're talking about is us. I believe it was the food safety.
Hold that thought.
I just wanted to comment that the food, I believe it's the Food Safety Act of 1906 or 1903 categorizes, quote, humans and other animals, and it actually uses that word in the Food Safety Act. Now, did you get that? Humans and other animals. So they're literally classifying us as animals, which are looked at as property, basically. Cattle is property, horses are property. So that's where, if anybody thinks, you know, otherwise, I mean, it's right there in our faces, and this is all being orchestrated by Rome and the Church of London, the Church of England, the Church of Rome, and the whatever 10, 15, 20 royal families that own the big blocks of stock in the multinational corporations and the banks, and print the currency, and your local hands-on tax collector is the Vicar General, and the court manager is the judicial vicar. The Vicar General is kind of the overseer of the judicial vicar. The judicial vicar is a little more specific. They really didn't have any problem telling us what they're doing. The judicial vicar, I mean, it's our judicial that they're vicaring. And I went in there, and I still didn't quite believe it until I actually went into court and watched how many times that the surrogate and administrative courts in New York are circling everything to the Vicar General's institutions, Catholic Charities, Catholic Family Center, and all these other things that he manages. And right online, he manages these things. And I'm watching these judges just give people's property over to the Vicar General's organizations. And so it was just, there was no way you can deny it at this point. And for, was it Carol in Idaho, or was it Vicky? I think it was Carol. The dictionary definition of the vicar is, I'll condense it, a priest or layman, that means either a priest or a layperson, responsible for impropriating the principal revenues. And I know that's a little bit of gobbledygook, impropriating principal revenues. He's the tax collector for the Vatican, and he uses the courts to do it. It also goes on to say, assists the archbishop in his administrative and judicial duties. And it says that right in the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language. I looked it up. There's a nice long definition for vicar and then one for vicar general. And it's very specific. He's responsible for appropriating the principal revenues. That means collecting as much money from us as he can, however they have to do it. Everything, and one of the main revenue generators is bonding of all cases, especially even and including and especially the little ones, because there's such a high volume of them. So they'll take out a $100,000, $1 million bond on a small traffic or a misdemeanor case. They'll take out a $10 million bond, and the longer they can do what it's called protracting, this is the insider's term that they use, that means dragging it out as long as possible, so the interest on that bonded case accrues, and that fiduciary, which should be a court of law, case of justice, right, has now become a fiduciary instrument, a bond earning interest for all the players involved and all the stakeholders, which is the term Obama used the other night when he seized all the land in Nevada and Utah, a wide range of stakeholders, and those stakeholders own the bonds on our federal land, and all the court cases. They end up trading them to the Chinese and brokerage houses. They make hundreds of millions of dollars on a small town traffic court, and you'll never see the money. They bury it in trusts, and they have expert ways with the CPAs and the lawyers of hiding this money. But I believe one small community in Florida discovered they had just one trust that the public, their public prostitutes had squirreled away and were living off the proceeds, very $700 million. It was enough to pay the property taxes on the whole county for 10 years, I think. It was obscene amounts, and that was just one that they found. So they're making fiduciary instruments out of court cases by bonding them. It's called a performance and payment bond. And you want to request that if you ever have to go up in front of the court. First thing I'd like to see is the performance and payment bond on this case, because the court has a financial interest in this case. It's highly conflict of interest, and you must recuse yourself from this case or dismiss the matter immediately. So it's something that you can ask for when you get to court that at least makes it very uncomfortable on the state to show you how much money they're making every time they drag you into the witch's court, even for a small, teeny little traffic ticket or something, you know, a minor violation, something, a misdemeanor or not even, just an infraction. So anyway, any comments on that, Lori? I don't want to take up too much time.
Yes. One of the things Thomas said to me when I was explaining things to him was, he goes, I'm not a commercial entity. And I said, yes, you are, dear. You've been to several jails. You've got three prisoner numbers. With the three prisoner numbers, you have three or four arrest dates. With these different arrest dates, every time they're bonding you and every time they're making money when they transfer you. So you're a commercial entity. You're just property to them. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know what he's saying. He's saying, well, you know, that's not a lawful claim. And I agree with him. You know, they're not supposed to do that. That's not a moral thing that they're doing. But you're right. That's how they are treating him. Effectively, practically, in the eyes of the beast system, he is a piece of property with an ID number and a tag and a license. And they make money trading his trade name, which is your all capital letters trust. And now that stuff's managed by the vicar's office. It's not managed by your local, you know, county legislature. Just look behind the curtain and you'll see the vicars and the archbishops, and they all answer to Rome and London. This country's been sold out a long time ago. We just read from the letters of Joe Kennedy, John F. Kennedy's father, who was the head of the Security and Exchange Commission during the stock market crash, went on to be ambassador to England at the beginning of World War II. I think for most of the war he was ambassador to England. Very powerful, and said it was a huge victory when the government was able to take all the people's gold and get rid of the gold, and simultaneously get rid of the gold standard behind the dollar. Wow, talk about killing two economies with one stone. They killed the public economy by taking away any silver or gold backing to the paper money, which is now worthless. And they took all the private, they told everybody, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your gold. And some people were stupid enough to go out and do it, and the many didn't. So, you know, that's this country was sold out a long time ago. And our bankruptcy is being managed by the Vatican, who has the courts, and the banking establishment has the currency, and the military's industrial complex, the military suppliers, and their big block stockholders, they have the force. And they don't have authority, they just have power. We have authority as long as we stay on the high ground and stay, you know, stay true to doing the right thing instead of selling out to the enemy is all I can say to people in the system. And these vicars have to be exposed. They have to, I mean, just calling them, letting them know that you know they exist, it's very uncomfortable for them. They want to operate like the Wizard of Oz, the proverbial Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. That movie had many subtle meanings beyond just a fun little fantasy flick. That had many, many definitely deeper meanings. And the man behind the curtain is basically your vicar general at a local level. I mean, you're not going to be able to fly off to Rome and you know, lay claims to the Pope and have conversations with his people. I mean, you won't get there. But locally, there's a hands-on Vatican tax collector over the courts, and all your legislatures all answer to him and the judges. The vicar general is the most powerful. Trump and Clinton were both at that Catholic Charities dinner, sitting on either side of that cardinal. Oh, neither one of them would miss it for the world. So I hope Trump was just there for, you know, what's in grins, and not because he really had like a lot of affinity or a lot of love for the militarized ecclesiastic law that we're living under presently. Back to you, Lori.
I'm going to read another one for you. This is persons with recorded interest. If the defendant property is a vessel documented under the laws of the United States, the parties must obtain a current certificate of ownership of the bond of the person, what do they own, or abstract title copy from the United States Coast Guard, and give notice to the person named therein who appears to have an interest. So who has an interest in a certificate of ownership? Are they talking about Tom? Or are they talking about these bonds? What are they talking about? Have we ever questioned the courts what a certificate of ownership is over a man standing in front of them? And they're literally saying, you need to get this from the Coast Guard. If the defendant is a property, is a vessel numbered as provided in the Federal Boat Safety Act, the party must obtain information from the issuing authority and give notice to the person's name in the records of such authority who appears to have interest. So what is the Coast Guard doing? And what is the Federal Boat Safety Act? So we need to look there as well to see what's going on in our court system and with us being deemed as being owned. It's kind of shocking when you read it. It's only 13 pages. I really suggest people go and read this, because if it's in the Oregon District Courts, you will find the rules of admiralty in every single district court in this land.
Yeah, and they use the word in that writing. They actually use the word admiralty law. They're not trying to hide it from it. Lori, where can people go to read that? You mentioned go somewhere.
You go to the U.S. District Court of Oregon. And on their front page, they will have, under public notice, changes to their local rules. And if you go and click, it's just a couple of lines in the first paragraph that are in blue. Click on that, and it goes to the rules changes. They're for public comment right now. If you go to the bottom of it, it has the rules for admiralty, the admiralty rules of the court. And this is what they have actually on the front page of the U.S. District Courts of Oregon for public comment. So if you live in Oregon, I am pleading to you, please stand up to your court and say, we're not property. What is going on here? This is shocking and disgusting. On one hand, I was laughing because we were right, but on the other hand, I literally was sick to my stomach of reading how they're actually treating living men and women. And this is,
yeah,
just for
It's not something we wanted to be right on, but unfortunately there it is in black and white.
And when you call the Vicar General, and I was very respectful, when I called and talked to him, when he's choking on his words, literally, I'm sitting there going, I can't believe he's telling me it's not true in one breath, and then let me see what I can do in the second breath. So they will say, oh, we don't do things. I mean, it says, oh, they do things about marriages and things like that. BS. Keep at them. Tell them that we need a representative from that claims he is the intercessory, the intermediary between God and man, because you have to have one in a court, whether it's something of faith or not. This is the reality of what it is and how the system operates. Is he going to go and free the living man from this court? Because I don't believe we need to speak in dead paper, because the dead talk in paper. The court only sees that which the dead talk and speak. That's why you can only see, the judge can only see what's on the paper, because he can't hear the living. You need somebody to go and say you have one of the living in your court.
Yeah, Eric? Don't let them tell you they're not the man. They are definitely. I mean, I saw the ruling. It said that your surrogate court had seized a woman's child completely unlawfully for something. It was something so absurdly minor that I can't remember what it was, the details of the case, but I do remember the ruling from the court said the child would be seized and given to Catholic Family Charities for examination. The first place they took the kid, the court sent the kid after they took it from the mother, and the mother was not the problem. The court was the problem. If there's an abused minor, obviously I don't want him to stay in the abusive home to preserve the freedom of the abuser. That's absurd. But I do a good amount of research and screening on people. This was an egregious case. They were just trying to take the kid. And it was simple. The government is just stealing as many kids as they can. They find weak spots in people's lives. I mean, I've heard them taking kids because there wasn't enough toilet paper in the house on an inspection and absurd things like that. And there it went. And guess who manages Catholic Family Charities for this examination of a child? The Vicar General. I don't think the Catholic Church is the best place to be sending children for their examinations, if you know what I mean. So, and from there it got worse. Everything else went along with it. So they are the man behind the curtain. Don't let them tell you otherwise.
There is also an Anglican equivalent to the Catholic Church, and they will send the children to a Baptist children's home, and that's more the UK. But they are sending them to the Baptist Church in a heavily Protestant area as well. So they are playing games with the names of these charities.
They're going to hide. They're going to change their names. They're going to morph. They're going to ditch and dodge. They're going to try to stay doing what they're doing until we make them stop or withdraw consent in a large scale. That's where the power is. Those are the men behind the curtain.
Sick, sick, sick people.
Do we have any callers, Mike? I just wanted to make sure we don't have anybody on hold waiting. Okay, good. All right. So, Lori, do you want to... give out the number for our friends, the Three Musketeers over at the diocese, over at the Men Behind the Curtain office, the judicial vicar.
You always do that when don't have them pulled up.
Okay. Oh, I got it right here. You just gave it to me. Yep, you gave it to me. Here we go. The judicial vicar is pretty much the most hands-on manager of the courts. The vicar general supervises the judicial vicar and the overall, all the organizations that they're running, using the courts to funnel property and children and all kinds of stuff into their pockets, into their organizations. Watched it happen. So you have your judicial vicar, your vicar general above him, and of course the archbishop is at the top. And so the judicial vicar, I believe, is Pat Brennan. The vicar general is Peter Smith. And the archbishop is Alexander Sample. And if I got any of that wrong, Lori will correct me, but their number is, and they can all be reached through this number. This is the general. I encourage people to be creative. If you can get their home number, give them a call at home. Be nice, but do it. Why not? We've done that to judges before because they need to know over coffee at 8 in the morning that people are watching their unlawful activities, and we're not going to let them get away with it. We're going to withdraw our consent first, and hopefully we don't have to go to the next level. But the number for the three people, the vicars and the archbishop, is 503-234-5334. That's 503-234-5334. Lori's on the line with us tonight. She already got a call back from the judicial vicar. And maybe he's at least man enough to return the phone calls. That's great. To his credit, let's see what he does about it. The more calls he gets, the quicker Tom LaGuevara is going to get out of prison or out of jail where he's being held in Lane County, Oregon, on a courtesy hold for the U.S. Marshals without bail, even though multiple state and federal constitution both say that bail will be provided unless it's an allegation of a capital offense, meaning murder. Tom didn't not only murder anybody, he didn't hurt anybody, he didn't touch anybody, he didn't do anything. He was sitting in a hotel room, probably watching the mainstream prostitutes, looking at all the disinformation, and I guess the cops came to talk to him about an unrelated matter and found a gun in the room. Now Tom's languishing in jail over the holidays. So I encourage everybody to make the phone calls. And did somebody want to chime in?
Yes, Eric. I'm still reading these 13 pages. On the release of property, they go through an appraisal. They have to request any interested party to make an appraisal of the property so security can be given. If they don't agree in writing upon the appraiser, a judge will appoint the appraiser, and the appraiser will
Perfect opportunity. Let me see my Cestu trust. Let me see the money you've been making on my trade name by putting me in a trust from the time of my birth certificate at my birth till right now. So if you produce your documents, that's what I'm worth. That's what the flesh is worth, I guess. Fork over the money.
Well, they also have one sale of property where there's a notice, and unless otherwise ordered as provided by law, the notice of sale of property in action in rem will be published daily in accordance with LR 1050-1 for a period of at least 96 hours prior to the date of sale. They also have a payment of a bid. The person whose bid is accepted will immediately pay the marshal the full price if the bid is not more than $500. A deposit of 500 or 10% of the bid, there's your bail bondsman, whichever sum is greater, if the bid exceeds $500. The bidder will pay the balance of the purchase price within 72 hours thereafter. So there they are, buying and selling us.
People, get involved. Make some phone calls for Tom. Don't stop calling until he's out. It's the only thing that's going to get him out. The best paperwork in the world won't do it. We need public pressure and activism. Hopefully he'll be back on the airwaves soon. Until then, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori in Texas. Lori Anderson should be back with us, I would hope, tomorrow. And we will see you all on the rebound. This is Eric again for Tom on Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media on the RBN Network.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Safe Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.